On Thursday afternoon, healthcare advocates from Service Employees International Union, friends and family members of mentally ill patients at the Behavioral Health Center, or BHC, in the San Francisco General Hospital gathered to protest against the city's decision to relocate patients from the facility as part of increasing the number of locked subacute units. SEIU member Jennifer Esteen voiced her unrest over the issue.
We're telling the city of San Francisco to open their locked psych beds somewhere else. There's 82 people who currently live in this building, in our residential care facility for elders and adult residential facility.
It's all part of the Breaking the Cycle plan, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie's push to address homelessness and the behavioral health crisis in the city. As part of that effort, the city has secured $21.3 million in state funding. The money will go toward adding 57 locked subacute treatment beds at the San Francisco General Hospital.
A locked facility is a place where you do not have your civil rights. You are not able to leave. No one is able to come in without permission at a specific time. And you have to be conserved to be in a locked facility.
The City Department of Public Health says no one will be moved or lose housing until a proper personalized placement is found for them. Sharifa Rahman, who has been a mental health rehab worker in the BHC since 2001, is concerned for her current patients that she has been serving for a long time.
With my last 20 years experience with the same, almost the same populations, I have at least 6-7 of them been there for 20 years. This is nothing going to be same, I can guarantee you. Once they leave over here, they're going to stop taking medication, they will depress, they're going to be end up going to PES, psych emergency, then locked facility, then that's the time they need more milk.
Debbie Gish, who is the sister of Donna Mateer, a 66-year-old resident at the BHC who has been living there for almost 20 years, also talked about her experience with the hospital.
This is a program that's working. And part of the magic is not just the building, it's the civil service staffing. So almost everybody in here, probably everybody in here, and I would challenge somebody to study the residents here, have been in and out of the street, psych hospitalizations, psych emergency, and private boarding cares.
According to the mayor's report, the Behavioral Health Center at the San Francisco General Hospital was originally built as a locked facility. They also noted that it is difficult to construct a locked treatment facility due to high building standards.
The locked facility here has 15 open beds, and they have not been full for many years. So it's really weird to me that the city would say it's so urgent that they need to displace people when they actually have open beds that they could try to fill right now.
The city is hoping to move the 82 residents within the next 2 years. For KPFA News, I am Anasuya Torakat.